les interviews du doc. C'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.
Et bien voilà, donc on va avoir quelqu'un qu'on aime beaucoup parce qu'on a eu la chance de pouvoir le rencontrer à Nottingham notamment, hein, avec son groupe, dans une autre vie quand il y avait le Nottingham. Vous savez, je suis un très grand fan de Nottingham. On reçoit ce soir avec nous Pete Fry, le guitariste, le fondateur du groupe Far Cry. Et on va parler donc du nouvel album de Far Cry qui s'appelle Balance, qui est sorti fin avril. Et vous allez voir, c'est un excellent groupe de hard rock. En tout cas, on va en parler tout de suite avec Pete. Pete, thank you so much to accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak about Far Cry. So this new album we call Balance come back at the end of April, maybe 2 months now. I see a lot of positive review. I think for you, it's your goal, no?
Absolutely, and I think the important thing for us, and one of the reasons it might have taken a bit longer than usual, it's been 10 years since the last album, is we really needed. I really thought the first albums were really well produced and really well done, and we really wanted to make sure this was even better than that. So we wanted to make sure it was perfect.
Et ben voilà, comme le dit Pete, hein, alors l'album donc Balance est sorti le 30 avril, ça fait presque 2 mois maintenant, hein, et donc quelle était l'idée de tout ça? Comme il le dit, c'était de revenir tout de suite au premier son du premier album, hein, qui s'appelait Higher Cheer, qui était sorti en 2008-2009, et puis derrière il y avait Optimism, on en parlera avec Pete dans un instant, mais en tout cas c'était de revenir à ça, et puis de voir tous ces superbes reviews. C'est quand même super, super intéressant, et franchement c'est un super album. Pete, you start in 2008, you give two records, Higher in 2009 and Optimism in 2011, and after that, 10 years without anything. Do you think Balance it's a new start or new band for Far Cry, or it's just another story with 10 years between the two albums, Optimism and Balance?
Hopefully not another 10 years between Balance and the next one. But I think one of the things that was important is when we did the first album in 2009, it was, at that point, it was kind of a project. And then we built the band to play the live shows. And then that band recorded Optimism. So I wanted Balance to also be a band. So part of that time we took was to find just the right people. And these are all people that are truly in the band. It's not, you know, the Pete Fry project, and I hired all these guys to do it. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not what we did. We wanted to have a band, and we've got one.
Et ben voilà, comme le dit Pete, hein, alors pour ceux qui ont suivi un peu l'histoire, donc le premier album était sorti donc en 2009, hein, c'était Higher Cheer, il y a eu Optimism en 2011, et puis après il y a un trou d'air de 10 ans, et donc Balance, alors la question c'était est-ce que c'est la suite ou c'est un nouveau départ, comme il le dit. Bah en fait, il voulait pas que ça devienne un Pete Fry band, donc il a trouvé les bonnes personnes, et on en parlera un petit peu des personnes qui jouent avec lui dans le groupe, et on est reparti sur un vrai groupe Far Cry avec le son et les bonnes personnes dans ce groupe. Voilà, c'est hyper important pour lui. Pete, if I come back on the different person, because we speak about your musician, your artist that we have today, Bob Malon, your lead singer, it's with you since many times, and after that you had a new guitar player, a new bass player, a new drummer, and you said a few seconds that this is the right alchemy for Far Cry. Do you think you are totally happy with the release today and with the 10 songs, or maybe something must be changed? For example, you don't have a lot of keyboards on your new release. This is what you expected, or this is because you don't have a keyboards member or keyboards official member in your Far Cry lineup?
That's a great question. And basically what happened is I've been friends with Eric Ragno for,
yep,
a long time, since about 2010, and he ended up playing on the Optimism album, as you know, and there's a lot of keyboards on that, and he basically did a lot of keyboard tracks. We sent it all in, and the producer looked at it, put everything in there. I listened to it. I was like, wow, this is really something different. I really like it. I kind of like the direction it's going. But after it was done, I was like, you know, Far Cry is a rock band. We're a two-guitar rock band. We never tried to be an AOR band, and we ended up sounding like we were an AOR act. So with this, I specifically meant to kind of limit the keyboards. And the two songs that we have it on, Broken Dreams and Chasing Rainbows, it's both Eric Ragno, because he's still a good friend of mine, and he's a great player. And he wanted to do more, but I said, I really want the guitars to shine, because I've got a really good guitar partner in John Giesler, and we just really wanted to sound like a guitar band, which is always what I wanted.
Et ben voilà, comme le dit Pete, alors pour le coup, donc il y a 10 titres dans ce nouveau disque, hein, et il y a une différence, et on va en reparler juste après avec Pete, parce que effectivement, Optimism, il y avait beaucoup de synthés, et, beaucoup de keyboards, voilà, tout ce que vous voulez, et puis en fait, quand ils ont écouté tout ça, ils se sont dit, ouais, on est quand même un groupe avec deux guitares, on veut quand même mettre plutôt les guitares en avant, on est plutôt un groupe classique rock, on voulait pas faire de l'AOR, et pour le coup, on s'est dit que sur le prochain, ben, on allait toujours continuer avec Eric Ragno, hein, qui est un super clavier, mais en mettant beaucoup moins dans l'album. Et donc il y a deux titres où il y a un peu plus de clavier, qui sont Broken Dreams et Chasing Rainbow, où il y a un petit peu plus de clavier, où c'est Eric Ragno bien sûr qui joue, et puis le reste c'est des grosses guitares, hein, en fait, voilà, c'est un son un petit peu différent. Pete, I just translated in French, of course, but I just said we have more guitar on this record, and maybe I see some review that he said it's a little bit different, or it's a little bit confused for the listener with listen Optimism, and 10 years after you come back with a new record with a lot of riff, lot of beautiful guitars. It is a little bit difficult for you to see this review due to this approach of more guitar and less of keyboards, or it's where we push Far Cry for the next release after Balance, maybe, or something like that?
I think that after Balance, we'll probably continue in much the same direction. This was always kind of the way it was supposed to be. And if you listen to the first album, High Gear, although there are quite a few keyboards on it, they're very much in the background. And when we did Optimism, they were pushed very much to the foreground and kind of out front, and really, I thought, kind of unbalanced the record. So with Balance, we truly wanted to make it, like I said, more of a guitar record, but with the melody. Like, I didn't want to take away the melody just because we didn't have as many keyboards. So I would say we're hoping to continue in that vein, and I'm sure Eric will make another guest appearance if he wants to on the next album. And you know, because I love the guy, you know.
Yeah, really, for sure.
I know he's a little disappointed that he didn't make more of an appearance on Balance, but it wasn't because... It just wasn't right for my vision of Far Cry at this time.
Voilà, bah exactement. Donc dans Balance, et quand on écoute effectivement Optimism et Balance, effectivement ce qu'on entend surtout, c'est qu'il y a beaucoup de guitares et beaucoup moins de claviers. Donc il y a eu beaucoup de critiques positives et négatives en disant il y a moins de claviers. Et puis pour ceux qui étaient restés sur l'album Optimism, effectivement il y a un écart, parce qu'il y a plus de guitare d'un côté, de l'autre côté c'était beaucoup plus clavier, donc effectivement pour le prochain c'est dans le sens où ils iront, beaucoup de guitare, et puis Eric Ragno bien sûr il continuera à venir parce que c'est un grand ami à Pete, et bien sûr ils auront plaisir à réenregistrer peut-être un titre ou deux titres comme ils ont fait là, dans l'approche de Far Cry de demain. Tiens, je vais vous présenter le groupe, hein. Donc au chant c'est Bob Malone, le guitare et le membre fondateur bien sûr qui est avec nous ce soir c'est Pete Fry, l'autre guitariste c'est John Gisler, le bassiste c'est Leo Sabatino et le batteur c'est Rich Yaniro, ce qui forme Far Cry aujourd'hui, et c'est avec Far Cry et Balance qu'on échange aujourd'hui dans ce Last Ride avec le Doc. Pete, another question, do you think with the ending, I hope, with the COVID, you have some concert in US and maybe come back again, I cross my finger, in Europe in near 2022 maybe?
We are definitely hoping to, and in fact, one of the reasons we're on the AOR Heaven label out of Germany is because we really feel that the most number of fans we have, and the people that have always been behind us. Of course, we have some in the U.S. because we're from there, but Europe has always been you know, especially the UK, but Europe in general has always been kind of a second home for Far Cry. We feel so comfortable, and we have so many fans from all over Europe, and it's just, we wanted to make sure that our album was there for them, first and foremost, because I knew I'd be able to get it here, but, you know.
Et ben voilà, donc ben l'idée après, effectivement, hein, est-ce qu'on pourra voir Far Cry, Pete et sa bande en concert? Alors aux États-Unis, oui, parce que ce sera plus facile, ils sont des États-Unis, comme vous l'avez compris. Et puis l'idée de signer chez AOR Even aussi, c'était que c'est un album allemand et qui va leur permettre de venir non seulement au UK, mais pour le reste de l'Europe. Alors après, ben, il faudra attendre et puis on verra comment s'organisent ces dates avec AOR Even et avec le tourneur. Mais en tout cas, on serait très content de revoir Far Cry par chez nous, parce que c'est un très très grand groupe avec des grosses guitares. Franchement, on écoutera un extrait tout à l'heure, vous allez voir, c'est terrible. Pete, when I listen Balance, I come back in a new bands, like a classic rock bands. Some songs are totally on 70s. I'm a little bit confused when I listen the first time this new release Balance, due to this approach with your guitar and something like that. And are you agree when I speak about Balance to look at the 70s?
You know, that's an interesting question. I would say that although we didn't approach it with anything in mind, my influences probably over the years have grown more away from the 80s, although it's still near and dear to my heart. But I've always been a fan of the 70s, everything from, you know, Bad Company and Thin Lizzy to Led Zeppelin and you know, just Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, all that stuff. I mean, that's near and dear to my heart. So if some of that comes through, I guess that's good.
Ben voilà, comme le dit Pete, hein, effectivement, alors quand il crée l'album, ben, au début, il n'était pas dans le trip de faire un truc comme ça. Il est beaucoup dans les années 80. Et puis à côté de ça, il a beaucoup, ben, vous avez entendu la liste des groupes, hein, Thin Lizzy, Bad Company, Black Sabbath, ben voilà, c'est des groupes quand même incroyables. Et puis, effectivement, ben, le son de cet album, il est très 70s. Moi, je vous invite à l'acheter, à l'écouter. Hein, donc je vous rappelle, c'est Far Cry Balance, c'est sorti chez AOR Even. C'est sorti fin avril, voilà, il y a un peu plus de 2 mois. J'espère que vous l'avez écouté. En tout cas, si vous ne l'avez pas fait, eh bien, il est temps de vous rattraper. Some words about your lead singer, Bob Malone. I think it's the right person at the right place. And it's give more energy at the different title. We have some guitars, we have the voice of Bob. Do you think this is the right alchemy for Far Cry now, and you have the right person at each post on your bands at the right place, Pete?
I really do, and it was, I don't know if this will translate well, but it was like pulling teeth. In other words, it was a little bit difficult and painstaking to find the right people. And we did go through a couple people, but Bob is, I had no plans to bring back Far Cry at all. I was certain that it was never going to exist again. If I played music, it wouldn't be with Far Cry, and that's that. And I met Bob online, and we started talking about music. And he said, you know, I think we could really work well together. So we traded stuff back and forth. And before you knew it, we were writing songs and they were coming together. And I didn't want to call it Far Cry, but I got so much feedback from so many people all over the world that were like, look, this is Far Cry. And you would be doing yourself a disservice by not calling it that. So I said, all right. And then we picked up Leo on bass. We got John on guitars, and John can really match my rhythms well, but is also a good lead player in his own right. He's very 70s style when it comes to his lead playing, which is nice. And then Rich, the drummer, was the final piece of the puzzle. That guy has so much energy. I was so happy to get him in the band. It took everything to the next level, and it was exactly where I wanted it to. I couldn't be happier with these guys, to be quite honest.
Et ben voilà, donc comme le dit Pete, hein, le groupe, bah, il a le bon groupe, hein, voilà, c'est exactement ça. Il parlait de Rich Yaniro, le batteur qui amène une certaine énergie, John Geisler, le guitariste, qui colle bien avec tous les titres de Pete, et puis qui est très 70s, Léo à la basse, Léo Sabatino, qui amène aussi sa part, et puis bien sûr, Bob Malone, le chanteur, hein, qui est avec Pete depuis 2015, et qu'ils ont rencontré, ils ont parlé, voilà, ils ont parlé musique, ils ont parlé passion, et puis ils se sont dit, Pete et Bob, bah, ça serait bien qu'on fasse un truc un jour ensemble. Et donc depuis 2015, hein, ça fait plus de 6 ans que Pete et Bob montent Far Cry, reviennent, et donc ont sorti ce Balance en avril, et c'est, voilà, c'est vraiment à découvrir. Pete, at the beginning of the interview, when we are off, we speak about Firefest, because I know that Kyrian sometimes listens this show, Last Ride, with me, so maybe we have to speak some words about the feeling, the energy of the Firefest that we encountered a long time ago, and this is where we can meet together, because we meet for sure together during this beautiful days in October in Nottingham. So what memory we keep in your minds, Pete, during these days that you came in Nottingham, you play some show, you have a lot of persons who come back to sign everything, to take a picture with you, etc., etc. What's a beautiful day that we have during this end of October each year? And maybe I just keep some memories to Kyrian.
Well, you know, it's Kieran was really kind enough to let us play the show after a number of people had asked for us to play the show after seeing us in Chicago in 2010, and I knew what to expect because I knew a number of people who had gone to Firefest. I knew a lot of people, and I knew it was going to be magical and special, like it was every year. I don't think I conveyed that to the rest of the band when we played, and it was, you know, they just didn't understand until we did it, and then after that they were like, oh my god, you were right, I had no idea. And I said, I told you, this is special stuff, this is once in a lifetime kind of stuff, and it'll always be, you know, one of the best memories of my life, you know, playing that stage.
Ben voilà, donc on parlait effectivement, vous l'avez compris, du Firefest à Nottingham, hein, qui avait lieu en fin octobre tous les ans, où on trouvait des groupes improbables. Donc Far Cry était là une année, et puis donc l'organisateur du Firefest à l'époque, c'était Kyrian Dagan, qui était voilà un fou furieux de mélodique rock, de classique rock. Voilà, il a fait venir des groupes improbables. Hein, on parle de Far Cry, on a vu Danger Danger, on a vu Heaven's Gate, on en a vu plein. Enfin, on a vu Heat, on a vu, voilà, il y avait voilà, et c'est tous les ans, c'était les 2, 3 jours, 4 jours de, voilà, de fêtes improbables. Et Pete, bah, il garde comme moi, hein, en fait, une grande période, de grands moments de cette période, pardon, je vais y arriver, pour vous dire que bah, voilà, c'était de la folie. Les groupes jouaient, c'était pour les fans, et tous ceux qui ont connu le Nottingham et le Firefest, et un petit peu après le Rockingham, savent de quoi je parle. C'était vraiment voilà, pour les fans, dans un petit comité au Rock City. Et puis on plaisantait juste avant en parlant du restaurant indien qui était pas très loin du Rock City, où tous les groupes se retrouvaient et dans lequel on pouvait discuter, parler musique, parler passion. En tout cas, c'était vraiment un très très grand moment. Pete, we come back to the Balance album. You create 10 songs, the last one is Redemption. Do you think this Balance is a redemption for Far Cry?
We like to think so, and I guess it depends which review we've read. I've read a lot of reviews, which, first of all, I'm really happy that it's been heard by so many people, regardless of what they think. So that, first of all, is great. And secondly, some people, I read their interview or their reviews of the album, and it seems like it is indeed a redemption. And I've read, you know, one or two where maybe they don't agree with that, but for us, we do, and we're all very, very happy with it. Every member of the band is equally just thrilled to have this album out and to put it out there for people. And honestly, we can't wait to play it live, wherever that may be. So
Ben voilà, donc il y a 10 titres dans l'album Balance qui vient de sortir. La question c'était, est-ce que Balance est la rédemption de Far Cry? Alors il a rigolé parce qu'il dit, bah ouais, j'ai vu plein de trucs où les gens disaient ça, en tout cas c'est pas une rédemption, mais ils ont pris plaisir à jouer. Il a vu beaucoup de reviews qui étaient très intéressantes, et on écoutera bien sûr Redemption parce que c'est un très beau titre. Tiens, je vais vous donner la setlist. Donc dans ce Balance, il y a le Balance, Stay Away, I Will Find A Way, I'm Your Man, Reaper, Broken Dreams, Long Distance Love Affair, Mr. Destiny, Chasing Rambo, and last but not least, Redemption. So Pete, I would like to say thank you so much for your time. It's a great, great pleasure again to speak with you, speak about Far Cry, speak about passion. For the listener in French, I just turned in French 2 minutes. Pete est aussi quelqu'un qui fait de la radio, qui fait beaucoup de radio, et vous pouvez l'écouter aussi sur AOR FM. Il fait pas mal de trucs. Pete, I just say that you are like me, a person who is totally fan of music, and you have some show on AOR events or AOR FMs, and you can lost our listener in Paris can listen your music and something like that via the web rock station, who is called, of course, our FM. So thank you so much, and you can listen Pete live. where is your when is your show, Pete? Maybe you can give some details to the listener if you want to listen your show.
Sure, absolutely. It's on every Friday on ARFM out of the UK, which is www.arfm.co.uk, and that would be, you guys are Central European time, is that correct?
Yeah.
So it would be 10 p.m. your time on www.arfm.co.uk. The show is called Friday Night with Fry, and it's 3 hours of mostly melodic rock hosted by me, and there's usually an interview or two in there, but it'll be on tonight, so if you're listening today, you can listen to it later.
Yeah, for sure. Pete, thank you so much for this wonderful interview. Again, thank you so much for this Balance. Thank you so much to come back with Far Cry. It's a good news of 2021 to listen again your music, your sounds, and I really appreciate this Balance. Before we ending, Pete, do you have a message for the French listener?
I would just say, if you've listened to us before and you're still with us now, I can't thank you enough. We can't do this without people that actually want to hear what we're doing. So if you're out there, thank you so much. And until next time, au revoir.
Bah voilà. Et donc nous, on va continuer tout de suite avec Redemption. C'était Pete Fry, Far Cry. Allez acheter ce Balance, il est disponible, il est sorti le 30 avril chez AOR Even. Et puis sinon, vous retrouvez Pete à 22h tous les vendredis. Sur ARFM en Angleterre. 3 heures avec Pete. 3 hours with Pete. It's like I'm your man now. Allez, on écoute tout de suite Redemption.